With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says U.S. negotiators will head to Pakistan tomorrow for another round of talks with Iran. The aim is to extend a fragile ceasefire set to expire by Wednesday. Iran has not confirmed the talks, but has said it remains open to diplomacy. Vice President J.D. Vance will lead the U.S. delegation. The ongoing conflict has severely impacted global oil trade, and Iran says it's still shutting the Strait of Hormuz. Scripture is being heard in the nation's capital this week. Beginning this morning, every verse of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day until the job is done in a week. The event is called America Reads the Bible. President Trump is scheduled to read Scripture via video from the Oval Office on Tuesday, April 21st. In the 6 p.m. Eastern Time block, a 90-minute special aired last night on many of these stations. Utah Supreme Court Justice Diana Hagan is facing an investigation by state leaders after it was revealed she had reportedly had a romantic relationship with a lawyer who helped Democrats redraw the state's congressional maps that removed one seat from the Republican delegation.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox, Senate President J. Stuart Adams, and Utah House Speaker Mike Schultz are looking into a complaint that was submitted late last year about Hagan's conduct with an attorney who was arguing the redistricting case before the high court. Hagan's ex-husband alleged she was having an inappropriate relationship with David Raymond, who was representing plaintiffs in a lawsuit concerning Utah's redistricting maps. Hagan recused herself from the redistricting case when it returned to the state Supreme Court last September, citing close friendships with Raymond and another attorney who was a shareholder in the firm where Raymond works. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant, part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects included in the annual congressional appropriations process. The package also includes $3 million for the restoration of historic Claiborne Temple, the staging area for the 1968 sanitation workers' strike that brought King to Memphis in the first place. The state of Florida wants to improve young people's understanding of the Holocaust in an effort to stem the rising tide of anti-Semitism that has afflicted the whole country. A recent poll released by the Claims Conference reveals that amongst Generation Z and millennials in Florida, nearly two-thirds are unaware that 6 million Jews were murdered during the Holocaust. Beginning this fall, state officials will mandate an increase in class study of the Nazi genocide in all public schools. This is SRN News. The Dominican Republic and Haiti are reopening airspace in May, restoring flights after 2 years.
The governments of the Dominican Republic and Haiti agreeing to reopen their airspace starting in May, allowing flights between their countries for the first time in more than 2 years. The DR closed its airspace with Haiti in March of 2024, citing high levels of insecurity following the assassination of Haitian President Jean-Vianel Moïse in 2021. The decision announced Friday in a joint statement. The countries share the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. I'm Julie Walker.
A life jacket worn by a passenger on the Titanic is sold at auction this weekend for more than $900,000. The flotation device was worn by Laura Mabel Francatelli, a first-class passenger, and is signed by her, as well as other survivors of the tragedy. This is SRN News.